Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Look, folks, the truth is Democrats love the Iranian mullahs. They have backdoor funded their nuclear program since Obama. Iran even funded the Democrats' anti-Semitic street marches in America. I mean, you want to talk about how tied they are to hip. I play this clip every day because it brings perspective. Joe Biden didn't gosh darn try to stop Iran from getting a nuke, but sort of failed because he's old, demented, and has an early nap time. The Democrat Party and Iran have merged. When Democrats are in charge, Iran is an ally. They march in the streets together. And they're not even hiding it. This was John Kirby during, I play it every day almost, Joe Biden's administration. He is Joe Biden's spokesperson.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States.
Yeah, they've been funding it. Have you noticed these Democrat protests, whether they're in L.A. and they're rioting and they're violent and they're trying to free illegal immigrants from ICE, or they're, you know, wherever they are? Have you noticed what their groups look like now? We just saw this from the No Kings protests all over the country. Two things. Rainbow flags, never a U.S. flag. Rainbow flag is their flag now. It is the flag of the Democrat Party. And kafayas. Which is really wild, because if Iran or the people in the kafayas were running things, those gay rights marchers would be hanging from a crane. But it's all very convenient for now. Those street marches are funded by Iran. John Kirby there, not even bothered by it. World's most chief state sponsor of terror. That's what you're up against. That's why Iran is resisting Trump. They know when it comes down to it that the Democrats and Iran are joined at the hip. They protest together in the streets. Never lose sight of that perspective. Our enemies are inside the castle. Okay. I want to play this for you because there's a lot of people running around with a really tightly cut clip of Tulsi Gabbard, our director of national intelligence, claiming that Tulsi told the truth. Iran has no missile program. We just made it up. Trump made it up because he just wanted to bomb Iran or something, and blah, blah. Okay. Tulsi has since come out. So has the full unedited clip. And she's very clear. No, we now have intelligence of how far along Iran was. Well, Margaret Brennan asks Marco Rubio about this on liberal media over the weekend. Our Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. I want you to listen. This is a longer clip than I normally play, but I want you to hear this debated out. Whoa. There was an intelligence assessment. Did Iran, didn't have nukes. They were just really nice. They just wanted to play with us. But then we went and blew up their toys. It's so unfair. Or is it?
Are you saying there that the United States did not see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization?
That's irrelevant. I think that question being asked on the media, that's an irrelevant question.
No, they have that is the key point in U.S. intelligence assessments. You know
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
that
not.
The political decision had not been made.
I know that better
made.
Than you know that, and I know that that's not the case.
But
you
I'm asking you whether the order was
about.
Given.
And the people who say that. It doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground?
Right.
Why would you bury six? Why do they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in the world that have uranium at 60% are countries that have nuclear weapons. Because
right.
It can just quickly make it 90. They have all the elements. They have. Why are they? Why do they have a space program? Is Iran going to go to the moon? No, they're trying to build an ICBM.
No, but
so
that's a question. That's a question. That's a question of intent. And you know, in the intelligence assessment, that it was that Iran wanted to be a threshold state.
How do you know
and
what
use
the intelligence
this
assessment
leverage.
Says?
I'm talking about
the
public march
says?
Assessment, and that's why I was asking you if you know something
well,
more that, from
but
March.
But that's also
if
an inaccurate representation
given.
Of it. That's an accurate representation of it. That's not how intelligence is read. That's not how intelligence is used. Here's what the whole world knows. Forget about intelligence. What the IAEA knows. They are enriching uranium well beyond anything you need for, yes, for a civil nuclear program. So why would you enrich uranium at 60%?
Right.
If you don't intend to one day use it to take it to 90 and build a weapon,
right.
why are you developing ICBMs? Why do you have 8,000 short range missiles and 2,000 to 3,000 long mid range missiles that you continue to develop? Why do you do all these things? They
Understood.
Have everything they need for a nuclear weapon. They okay. have the delivery mechanisms. They have the enrichment capability. They have the highly enriched uranium that is stored.
Yes.
That's all we need to see.
Right. Well, and
especially
that,
in
so
the hands
the
of a regime that's already involved in terrorism and proxies and all kinds of things around. They are the source of all
yes.
instability
and no one's
in the
disputing,
Middle East.
No one's disputing that. I'm not doing that here. And they were censured at the IAEA for that enrichment and for violating their non-proliferation agreements. I was simply asking if we had intelligence that there was an order to weaponize, because you said weaponization ambitions.
Well, we have intelligence that they have everything they need to build a nuclear weapon, and that's more than enough.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Folks, the Democrat Party is slowly committing suicide. I mean, they are. I mean, I no longer recognize it. It won't defend our borders. It won't protect our cities from crime. And now it appears to oppose efforts to deny nuclear weapons to a murderous death cult. That part's not surprising, since they helped build that Iranian nuclear program. Shipping, you know, starting from the time that Barack Obama, in the last 3 days of his presidency, under the cover of darkness, shipped pallets of cash to Iran, totaling $1.7 billion. They're the enemy within, truly. And you see so many signs of it, like this weekend. This is an incredible story, folks. Denver, because you know Denver's a sanctuary city. Denver ICE agents had finally located, they've been looking for him for a while, an illegal immigrant child rapist from El Salvador. He is wanted in Italy for the rape of a child. He escaped that country and came, well, here. I mean, Joe Biden invited him, and it was a great place to hang out. He went, what, right for a Democrat sanctuary city? Because child rapists are Democrats, too. That literally is the Democrat Party's message. That was the point of the Mexican flag by the burning car in the LA riot protest. Come here. We'll protect you. No, we don't care what kid you raped. It's, look, child rapists are Democrats too. You go vote Democrat? Okay, cool. Welcome. That's where we are. Well, ICE in Denver and the FBI in Denver were attempting to arrest Jose Reyes Leonderas. They were doing surveillance. They were on the verge of nabbing him when the lunatic liberal Colorado Rapid Response arrived on the scene. What is this? They get tips about where ICE is. These ICE fans, literally, they have people following them from the building to wherever they're going. They figure out where they're going, and then they interrupt the surveillance, the raids, the picking up of illegals who are running around in our cities. So Colorado Rapid Response arrived on the scene during the surveillance and alerted Leonderas to the presence of ICE. They were about to get him. And so the child rapist was able to escape and hopefully will one day be free and able to vote Democrat, they hope. Now, that's how they think. Children, they hate children. America, definitely hate Americans. Which is how we got exactly where I told you we would be. It seemed incredible at the time. We had shipped the Maryland Father Saint Kilmar Abrigo Garcia to El Salvador, keeping Americans safe from this lunatic. Federal liberal judges started making orders. And what happened with the Trump administration, okay? They ordered him returned. The Trump administration cannot return him because that creates legal precedent. Then that means, well, now we can't send any of them home and they'll build off those cases. That's what Democrats are doing. No, they can never go home once they get here. It doesn't matter who they kill, rape, whatever. And I said to you, I told you, if the Democrats could get St. Kilmer out of El Salvador, they would, in a multi-step process, get him here and then set him free. He needs to be free to traffic illegal immigrants into the country. He needs to be free to kill rival gang members' mothers, which is why he couldn't go back to El Salvador. So he said, they'll kill me. Well, why do they want to kill you? Well, because they believe you killed a rival gang member's mother. Yeah, just great Democrat voters. So anyway, Kilmer, they got him back here. What the Trump administration has done is they tried to avoid the precedent. They arrested him and brought him back themselves for trial rather than fulfilling the judge's order, because that will create precedent. Then every other liberal judge will say, oh, well, look, you got to bring them all back. They could vote Democrat one day. Who cares who they kill in the meantime? We'll bring in more when we're elected. So they bring him back here. He's in federal custody awaiting trial. This is a dangerous individual. Democrat judge orders him released. Let him roam free. Let him go where he wants and kill whoever he wants or traffic them or whatever. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't kill mothers anymore. Maybe he just beats wives. I don't know. Did he kill the mama? I don't know. They don't either. But that's what he did in El Salvador, allegedly, that the other gang members were afraid of him, wanted him dead, which is why he got that judge's order. No, you can't send me back. I'll be killed. Yeah, great guy. Democrat voted, though, so it'd be fine. So anyway, what they're trying to do, so now the government, Trump, his people, are arguing in court, no, we cannot, we will not release him. We're not doing it. Why? They don't want to create legal precedent. And Democrats are trying to create legal precedent. What would the legal precedent be? Nobody can be sent overseas to, you know, either to their own, back to their own country, or deported to, say, El Salvador when they're from Guatemala and put in the supermax prison. But number two, when illegals are brought back here, they must be released and allowed to roam free. That is what, why? So they can beat a path to sanctuary cities, skip their trials, beat a path to Democrat sanctuary cities where violent rioters can then protect them. Not that vote. I'm telling you, this is their plan. I told you, if the Democrats could get him back in America, we will see him set free, or they will try. They want them all free. They want to establish, don't even try it. We're tying it up with red tape. It's almost impossible to deport an illegal. It doesn't matter how bad he is. When you look at what this party did this weekend on illegal immigration, everything I've just said in this segment, mind blown. Mind blown. But they have given up on the idea that they will ever convince even their own voters to vote for them long-term and carry out their radical agenda. And they have now fully committed to the long-term strategy of bringing in violent voters, both to help them enforce street justice, but also to vote for them and ultimately track in, you know, and ultimately traffic in more victims, which is where St. Kilmer is so valuable to them. He was a human trafficker. He's a trafficker. He's exactly the kind of gangster they need to protect, and they need to protect his freedom so he can continue doing what he does, which is bring future voters in illegally and break the law. This is who they are. It's who they are. And here's the thing. This is where we fail. I shouldn't be the one telling you this. But we need to make this argument every single day and let these people know what's going on. Folks, how many people in the country today will hear what Tom Homan said yesterday? I mean, this is legit terrifying. Joe Biden caught over 1,000 Iranian illegal immigrants at the border, knew it, and released them.
So I pulled numbers this morning just from a CBP under Joe Biden. There was 1,272 nationals of Iran released in the country between OFO and the Border Patrol. And you compare that to the Trump administration, zero, right? Zero releases.
Yeah. They didn't care. Including 250 terrorists on the terror watch list. Joe Biden let 99 of them go. Knew it. Didn't care. In fact, you remember Florida sued the Biden Department of Homeland Security because they wanted to know how many terrorists did you release here and who were they so they could hunt them. Because they don't want to die. Nobody does. They wanted to go pick him up. They wanted to find him. Biden administration said no, they sued him. Still in court. Folks, No matter how cynical you are about the Democrat Party, the truth is always so much worse. It's always so much worse. But good news is we have somebody fighting Donald J. Trump. And that is a blessing. That is a blessing every single day. Unfortunately, we're hunting 2 million of these. We don't know how many Iranian proxies are in there. But we do know this. Before, listen to this. NBC News reporting. This is crazy. Before the Iranian attack by Donald Trump, Iran warned Trump, if you do this, we will unleash our proxies. Which proxies? Oh, the one Joe Biden. One's Joe Biden letting your country.
Under Joe Biden, we had over 10 million people cross that border. But my biggest concern from day one were the 2 million known gotaways. Over 2 million people crossed that border. We don't know who they are, where they came from, because they got away because Border Patrol was so overwhelmed with the humanitarian crisis that Biden created that over 2 million people crossed the border and got away. That is my biggest concern, and that's what created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.